Welcome to a very special Sunday, April 21st edition of Today on Broadway. I'm coming to you today because we had two openings over the weekend, one on Friday, one on Saturday, and with Cabaret opening on Sunday, I didn't want to throw reviews of three shows into one episode and not give you enough time to hear the reviews for all three shows. So what I'm going to do today is run through the reviews for the show that opened on Friday, Stereophonic, and the show that opened on Saturday, Hell's Kitchen. One of those sets of reviews was pretty much exactly what I expected. The other was very much not what I expected. So let's do these chronologically. Let's start with the reviews for Stereophonic, which is the new play that opened on Friday night at the John Golden Theater. It is written by David Ajimi, and it features music by former Arcade Fire band member Will Butler. It is directed by Daniel Oy Kin, and it has a phenomenal cast. Will Brill plays Reg, Andrew R. Butler is Charlie, Juliana Canfield is Holly, Eli Gelb is Grover, Tom Pasinka is Peter, Sarah Pigeon is Diana, and Chris Stack is Simon. Those people make up a band that is recording an album over multiple months in the 1970s, as well as two people who are the producer and audio engineer working on the album. The show previously played at a multiple extended sold-out run at Playwrights Horizons, and it is described thusly. Stereophonic mines the agony and the ecstasy of creation as it zooms in on a music studio in 1976. Here, an up-and-coming rock band recording a new album finds itself suddenly on the cusp of superstardom. The ensuing pressures could spark their breakup or their breakthrough. As of recording time, review aggregator site Did They Like It has collected 14 reviews, 13 are positive, 1 is mixed. Starting first with the New York Times, Naveen Kumar handled the responsibilities for this one and made the show a critic's pick. He opened his review by saying, quote, "Peering behind the mystique of rock and roll has undeniable voyeuristic appeal. So there is an immediate thrill to seeing the mahogany-paneled control room and glassed-in sound booth that fill the Golden Theater stage, where Stereophonic opened on Friday. But David Ajimi's astonishing new play with songs by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler delivers far more than a dishy glimpse inside the recording studio during rock's golden age. A fly-on-the-wall study of how people both need and viciously destroy each other, Stereophonic is a fiery family drama as electrifying as any since Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Its real-time dissection of making music, a collaboration between flawed, gifted artists wrangled into unison, is ingeniously entertaining and an incisive meta-commentary on the nature of art. The play is a staggering achievement and already feels like a must-see American classic." He concludes his review saying, quote, "Even now, it's possible to imagine misty-eyed fans of this production reflecting on the experience as if it were a once-in-a-lifetime stadium tour. And the Broadway transfer punches up the volume on the climactic moments of synchronicity when the band nails a stellar take or the layers of a song are combined or fractured to shivering effect. But the pleasures of Stereophonic are more granular and immediate. Its close and sustained observation of artists, held captive by their desires to create, yields the most riveting insights. Like, what is the point of it all anyway? Life is for enjoyment," Reg claims. "Life is pain," Grover counters. "If you ask Holly, needing others is the worst part. Still, there can be no harmony without all of the joys and miseries of other people." Sarah Holdren, writing for Vulture, was also positive, saying, quote, "But it's the thing Ajimi conjures up at the end of Act 1 that makes Stereophonic such a meaningful and exceptional piece of work. In its bones, it's a love song, bittersweet and wounded and ferociously loyal. In its bones, it's a love song, bittersweet and wounded and ferociously loyal, to the act of making art, specifically art that requires that most exhausting, infuriating, transcending element, collaboration." Brittany Samuel of Broadway News was also positive, saying, quote, "Sometimes a song is so good you want to live in it. You want to nestle into its melodies, unravel the chords holding it up, and more than anything, wander in the minefields of the people who created it. David Ajimi's Stereophonic is the play that sparks this very desire." Adam Feldman of Time Out New York gave the show 5 out of 5 stars, saying, quote, "Some fans of the play wondered if it would work as well on a larger stage. But that question has a happy answer. Daniel Oy Kin's superb production navigates the change without missing a beat. The jam has been preserved." Greg Evans of Deadline was positive, saying, quote, "With unerring direction by Daniel Oy Kin and performed by a miraculous cast that so fully embodies Fleetwood, the unnamed band at the heart of Stereophonic, the play is like the answer to a question you never knew you needed answered." I've got a couple short ones that I will end on here. Chris Jones of the New York Daily News said, quote, "What a brilliant piece of must-see Broadway. It's Chekhovian, babe." And then Dalton Ross of Entertainment Weekly said, quote, "It's a riveting, painful, funny, intense, toe-tapping journey, and the end result can best be described as solid gold." I have not seen the show on Broadway yet, but I did see it at Playwrights Horizons, and as I said at the time, it was absolutely mesmerizing. And it is a show that will run over 3 hours, but you do not feel that whatsoever. It's a show where a lot of stuff doesn't happen. It's not a big plot-turny show. It is very much an intimate character study. It is a bit claustrophobic because we do remain in these two rooms, the sound booth and the recording studio, which you can see both of on stage throughout the whole show. But it is so expertly written and performed, and the music is fantastic. I still really think that Will Butler is going to get a nomination for score for this show. And this is one that I'm hoping to be able to see on my return trip next week. So Stereophonic, lights out, one of the best shows you will see ever, certainly this season, and I think this is almost certainly in contention as one of the top two, maybe three shows for best play, if not the front runner at this point. All right, now on to the reviews for the show that I did not see coming, and that is Hell's Kitchen, which officially opened at the Schubert Theater on Saturday night. It is a new play that features the music of Alicia Keys and is very, 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 very vaguely based off of the life of Alicia Keys, basically just the fact that she was a young woman growing up in New York City and learned to love playing the piano. Everything else is fictionalized. It features a book by Christopher Diaz, and it is directed by Michael Greif and choreographed by Camille A. Brown. Leading the cast as the pseudo Alicia Keys character Allie is Malia Joy Moon. Her mother, Jersey, is played by Shoshana Bean. Her father, Davis, is played by Brandon Victor Dixon. Her love interest slash boyfriend Nuck is played by Chris Lee, and playing Miss Liza Jane, who becomes her piano teacher, is Keisha Lewis. The official plot description reads, quote, "Rebellious and stifled by an overprotective single mother, Allie is lost until she meets her mentor, a neighbor who opens her heart and mind to the power of the piano. Set to the rhythm of the 90s, Hell's Kitchen is a love story between a mother and daughter. It's about finding yourself, your purpose, and the community that lifts you." Now, I have to say, I'm going to editorialize before I get into the reviews. If that was actually what the show was about, it would be much better than the show that is actually on stage. I did see it off Broadway. I thought it was terrible. I thought it was a terrible show. I saw it on Broadway, and it is not nearly as terrible as it was at the Public. But that description is not the show that I saw. So I don't know if maybe during previews, I saw it on my last trip, so maybe they made a ton of changes by the time that all these reviews were written, but I don't think that's the case. I think that that is wishful thinking, and I am honestly kind of beside myself, because as of now, Did They Like It has 13 reviews collected, 10 were positive, and 3 were mixed, meaning none were negative, and I'm honestly kind of shocked. We're going to start with Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times, who made the show a critic's pick. She said, quote, "The problem is that while it played to sold-out crowds, the show that premiered at the Public Theater in November had herky-jerky pacing, a few too many groan-inducing scenes, and a second act that lost sight of whatever point the story was trying to make. Yet here we are now with Hell's Kitchen at the Schubert Theater, a few blocks from where the show's action is set. Having seen the first version this fall, I had jitters, but Hell's Kitchen has earned its place on Broadway. The revised show is thrilling from beginning to end and easily stands out as one of the rare must-sees in a crowded season. All this happened without a major overhaul to Michael Greif's production, which has a book by Christopher Diaz. The cast and creative teams are essentially the same, and there have been judicious tweaks and trims rather than radical changes. The main differences are further refined technical elements and, most important, a subtle but crucial change in focus. That adjustment is evident from the start, with a new line that kicks off the story. Because I'm your mother, that's why." She wraps up her review saying, quote, "As is standard for Broadway these days, the dancing is ensemble-based. But Brown and her troupe brilliantly find the individual in the group, and each one exists, like the dancer blowing gum bubbles in the middle of a number. There is, always, a sense of the person within a community, as with Allie growing up in a village known as Manhattan Plaza." Brittany Samuel, writing for Broadway News, was positive, saying, quote, "In the end, Hell's Kitchen functions much like a teenage love affair. Vibrant, tender, yet ever so slightly cursory." Armidi Tanubu, writing for Variety, was positive, saying, quote, "Hell's Kitchen is a sparkling story paying homage to New York, in that beautiful and heartbreaking transition between girlhood and womanhood, and to the women who hold our hands through it all. Adam Feldman of Time Out in New York gave the show 4 out of 5 stars, writing, quote, "Playwright Christopher Diaz, director Michael Greif, and choreographer Camille A. Brown have found the right recipe for this show, and in its vivid dancers and magnificent singers, just the right ingredients, and they've cooked up a heck of a block party." Robert Hoffler of The Wrap was mixed, saying, quote, "Keys and Diaz can concoct any story they want, and what they've come up with resembles a publicist's press release." Jackson McHenry of Vulture was also mixed, saying, quote, "There are elements of Hell's Kitchen that are specific and well-motivated and moving, and they're obscured by the musical's tilt toward bombast." I will wrap up with Alyssa Gardner writing for the New York Sun. She said, quote, "The show has nonetheless arrived at the Schubert Theater with its excellent principal cast and its buoyant book and score intact. And for the most part, the transition feels seamless." Look, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yums. I am happy that people enjoyed this show. I just do not feel like I saw the same show that these people did. Maybe because I saw it a week-ish before these people did, that it substantively changed and kind of congealed better than I would have imagined over a few days. I don't think that's the case, but to me, the show was significantly better than it was at the Public Theater, but it went from being horrible to being kind of bland and just misguided. And to me, what really stuck out is the fact that it felt like, because of the catalog of songs of Alicia Keys, that it was forcing different storylines into a show that it didn't need. A lot of the romantic stuff between Allie and Nuck, I don't think was necessary. In fact, I think if you could cut that entire storyline out of the show, that would give a lot more room for the mother-daughter relationship, for the Miss Liza Jane relationship, for the discovering of piano and the building up of community. But right now it just feels like everything's shoved in there and you don't actually get much development of the storylines that are actually interesting. The problem with cutting out the boyfriend storyline, which is in and of itself just kind of a mess altogether, is that you lose a lot of the more romantic songs of Alicia Keys' catalog. So you kind of have to have them there from a jukebox musical standpoint, but from an actual narrative storytelling literature standpoint, they slow things down. So again, I am shocked by this. I mean, I guess based off these reviews, if the Tony nominating committee feels similarly to these reviews, maybe this is a best musical contender. I never would have thought that was the case, but I guess maybe it is. I still think it's going to have trouble sneaking through some of the better shows, but maybe, who knows? Crazier things have happened, including these reviews. All right, if you want to read more of these reviews and others, you can head over to the show notes where I'll have the Did They Like It review roundups for both of them. All right, everybody, I hope you are having a wonderful Sunday. We will be back with more reviews throughout the rest of this week, so make sure that you are following along on our regular feed as well as over on Patreon at patreon.com/BroadwayRadio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.